Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. He'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. 76 degrees now here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 89 or 90. And there is a, looking at the threat net radar, little bit of a chance of rain between 11 and 1 o'clock this afternoon. Where we might get some sort of pop-up thunderstorm. But for the most part, it should be just be partly cloudy today. I've got, actually, I want to pick up where we left off last hour just a little bit. So this story about Tommy Tuberville, he's the senator over in Alabama. He's actually holding up nominations and really promotions of military leaders. And it's something I didn't realize, but in the Senate, one senator can hold up nominations or even legislation, even if the other 99 want to move forward. And Tommy Tuberville, the senator from Alabama, is currently blocking all military promotions. And the reason is because he wants the Pentagon to change their abortion policy. And he at least wants to have a vote on the policy. But right now, it's not even just Democrats. Even Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, is not even willing to put up the policy for a vote. And so basically what's happening here is as expected, he's getting a lot of pushback from both Republicans and from Democrats. But what this means right now is hundreds of 1, 2, and 3-star generals and admirals are not being promoted. It's delaying their promotions. And apparently the U.S. Marine Corps is without a confirmed leader for the first time in about 100 years. And so the nominees to succeed the Marine Corps leader, the Army chief, and the current Joint Chiefs, these are all going to be delayed. And so there's obviously a lot of people are very upset on this. Now, one of the individuals I saw basically made the argument that, look, the nation's security is at risk. This is nothing to play around with. Chuck Schumer said that holding up the promotion of military leaders is one of the most abominable and outrageous things I've ever seen in this chamber. Witnessed by the fact that no one has ever had the temerity, the gall to do this before, end quote. Okay, a couple things there. One, just because nobody's ever had the gall to do it before doesn't mean it's like that's the way to go. But two, he's saying it's one of the most abominable and outrageous things I've ever seen in this chamber. Well, from Tommy Tuberville's perspective, one of the most abominable and outrageous things to see is abortion. And so that's why he's doing this. Now, we got a text here. Says, Senator Tuberville's problem is exactly why I don't trust government. I'm extremely pro-life, and I understand being tempted to use everything in your power to affect the outcome. However, military promotions and abortions are not correlated in any way. It is unfair for him to affect so many people, to affect so many other people with his whim. Another text. Is he blocking all promotions or just flag officer promotions? Apparently, he's blocking all military promotions until the Pentagon will at least until they'll at least vote on the abortion policy. Another text here, sad that Tuberville would use our military as a pawn. The fringe right is as bad, if not worse, than the fringe left in pushing their personal agendas. So, yeah, I thought that was a big enough story to follow up with it right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
And taking a look around, it looks a little slow, but not a roadblock at exit 31 I-10 eastbound. Just a little bit slow. There was a crash this morning. Somebody had run into another car, I guess. But police are on scene. Emergency is on scene. It looks like it has been moved off to the side. Still showing a high wind travel advisory on the Escambia Bay Bridge. And then 6th Avenue and Barsha Drive and east to Harsh. And it looks like, I guess, kind of close to downtown and East Hill, rather. Another hit-and-run crash, but again, not a roadblock. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The final wrap-up on Tommy Tuberville, he said just Wednesday, quote, "We need a vote on this policy on the floor. I don't know whether it would pass. It may. I don't care. I just want the American people to have a say in this, not the Pentagon," end quote. So that's what it comes down to. He just wants to be able to have a vote on it. He even knows it may not change the abortion policy, but they should at least have a vote on it. And so until then, he's going to block all promotions and nominations. Free curbside recycling in Escambia County and Pensacola may be going away. ECUA says that there's a high recycling contamination rate, and because they have to sift out the contaminated projects, contaminated
products.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Products. That's what I was thinking of. I got to get rid of the contaminated products that it ends up costing them time and money. So therefore, ECUA may start charging for recycling. So no more free curbside recycling. And, you know, I think there's still a lot of people who probably still just keep doing recycling, even if they have to pay for it. May not be happy about it. I mean, it's usually only like a few dollars extra or something on your bill. But my guess is people are still going to keep on paying for it. But we were talking about this before, is that, you know, when you're talking about the contamination rates, I think part of the issue is a lot of people don't realize what they might be putting into a container that can't be recycled. I've been guilty of that in the past, because for the longest time I put all glass products in, like glass bottles, whatever. I'd put those in. And then it was later, somebody said, you can't put glass in there. I go, but glass is recyclable. They go, yeah, but not, like, that's not what they're recycling. And I'm like, oh, well, I just figure if I know it can be recycled, I throw it in there. And they're like, yeah, but they don't recycle it. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. And so I'm sure that there's many others who are ignorantly doing that as well, or there's just this case where you're just like, it's just a trash can, I'll just throw it in there.
ECUA, actually, they have a coach app, ecua.fl.gov, and you can put what goes where and just click, and then you can type in styrofoam, glass, you're wondering. So you can go to the app, you can even put it on your phone. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
ECUA coach app, so you know what to recycle. We were talking about this earlier. I just think this is a prime opportunity to use AI. We need artificial intelligence in our blue trash cans. And so that whenever we throw something in there that's not recyclable, it just spits it back out. And just like belches and it just flies out. Like may even hit you in the back of the head as you're walking away. You're just walking away. You're like, yeah, I'll throw this away. You're on your texting on your phone. As you're walking, all of a sudden, bam, hit you right in the back of the head. You're like, what the heck is going on here? And then the trash can like starts to move like it's a mouth. I was just, I don't recycle that. Why don't you use the ECUA app? I made it for a reason. Why aren't you using it? And you're like, my bad. I'll put it in the green trash can then.
We're going to use Steve Taylor's voice in the garbage cans.
Yeah, we get to
that. Take that,
was that
Steve.
Steve Taylor that
time?
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. He's our news guy in the mid-afternoon. That's so funny.
Yeah.
It did sound like Steve a little bit.
I just think effective. I think it would be very effective.
It would.
I think it would be very helpful. Plus, the kids would love it. I mean, the kids would always like, go take this to the recycling. Yes. And the kids are like, Steve, open your pie hole. And Steve opens up his pie hole. and they throw it in there. So, what?
David, also.
If we're going to use artificial intelligence anyway, we might as well use it for things that you and I will benefit the most from.
Absolutely.
And I think this is it. Artificial intelligence based trash cans. We throw stuff in there and it's like, I don't want this. It's disgusting. It's nothing I can recycle. What are you doing to me? And you're like, oh, my bad. He's like, you're going to clog me up. Like, okay, I don't need to know about your personal stuff, trash can. What are you going to call it? Trashy?
They get a Cola Guard sent to it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Finish it, trash can. Send it back in. Call UPS.
Exactly.
That's funny.
In case you're just tuning in, that story is about ECUA may start to charge for the recycle for recycling. So we'll have to see what happens with that. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back tomorrow on Bobby Rossing, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, city recycling will also be the same. So it's because it's all going to the same landfill. And they have to sort through the stuff. So it's about contamination rates. And it's about recycling. So it would be both Escambia County and Pensacola, just to answer your question there. All right, coming up next, we've got a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
the best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Like on the artificial intelligence trash can, and now I'm thinking, like, you throw this song in there too. It's like, I can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Get that styrofoam out of here.
I'd like to say, yeah, oh my lord.
MC Hammer's voice. Can't touch this.
Even better. And,
yeah.
Even although better. Steve would have liked the residuals, I think. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, throw it back to Steve on that.
That's right.
Do got a clarification here. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives real quick, then I'll read a couple of texts.
All right, taking a look. It looks like everything's running smoothly. There was somebody had run into a car, it looks like, on I-10 eastbound, getting off onto 87, but that has been moved off to the side. Not showing any other slowdowns right now. 6th Avenue, Barsha and Tahar showing a hit-and-run crash, but not showing a roadblock this morning. We're still showing that the bridge over Escambia Bay has a travel advisory for high winds. And now Autumndale Drive, Springview Court, and Somerdale Boulevard and Milton showing an accident. It says partial roadblock. Now, if you know different or have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We were talking about Tommy Tuberville, the senator from Alabama, blocking military promotions until there's a vote on the abortion policy in the military. And I got a text here that says, well, that's is this for all promotions or just flag officer promotions? Got another text says, I'm retired U.S. Marine Corps personnel officer on military promotions. His actions may inadvertently be impacting military promotions, but promotions to E5 and below are not signed on at that level, so they will continue to receive their promotions. Okay, very good. I mentioned that I was throwing glass into recycling. I was told to stop doing that. So apparently my neighbor's wrong. The app shows first thing on there, you can use glass. You can recycle glass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been recycling glass.
I was wrong with my neighbor. I'm give him a talking to. So maybe he's just messing with me. I don't know. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Bobby Ross. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
A man accused of fatally shooting 4 people in Georgia was killed after a manhunt. Authorities made an announcement Sunday saying, quote, the monster is dead. Law enforcement apparently tracked the man down to a location and exchanged gunfire with him. He'd been accused of killing 3 men and a woman in Hampton. Recent ex-presidents got high approval ratings in a Gallup survey, but there was a couple of exceptions.
JFK leads the way with 90% approval, a full 21 points ahead of the second place finisher, Ronald Reagan. George H.W. Bush and Barack Obama are next. President Clinton has seen his approval slip 4 points, but it's still higher now than when he left office. Donald Trump's approval is also up slightly, but it's the only other one below 50%, along with last place finisher Richard Nixon. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And, of course, lotto fever is really setting in. The jackpot's rolling over again. Nobody won this weekend. The top prize for Powerball now up to $900 million. And, of course, as you know, it's my only retirement option. So as I was stopping in to get a couple of quick picks over the weekend, people were just, I mean, there was a huge number of people at the convenience store. And everybody was dreaming. Everybody was, what are you going to do if you win?
Aw.
So, oh, my goodness. That's fun. I did see that there's a little bit of, they're calling it like Powerball tourism. Like people from neighboring states who don't have the Powerball are coming into Florida so they can buy tickets.
Right. I used to have to go to Georgia to get the Mega Millions.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of people coming in from Alabama on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
I think that's funny. Yeah, the big dreams with the Powerball. And, hey, somebody's wins.
Almost a billion bucks.
Like they never win. Somebody wins every single time. So why not David Wayne?
That's right.
There you go.
You never know.
My dream is that David wins and gives me a little slice.
All of us a little slice.
Tomorrow morning is Andrew McKay. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 5 deaths are confirmed, with 2 young children missing in flash flooding in Pennsylvania. There's more rain expected in the Northeast tomorrow, and a heat wave is expanding.
The smoke returns from the wildfires burning in Canada along the northern plains into the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley the next few days. The persistent, crushing, dangerous heat remains a big concern from the West Coast to the South Central U.S. and Florida. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
2 people are reported killed in a strike on a bridge linking Russia to the Crimean Peninsula.
Russian supply routes for the war against Ukraine were cut off early this morning after the Kremlin said that Ukrainian naval drones caused the partial collapse of the bridge. It's another hit to President Putin's pride. He opened the bridge himself by driving on it in 2018. That was in celebration of annexing the region from Ukraine.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Russia has suspended a deal allowing Ukraine to export grain by ship. America's listening to Fox News.
.731 and News Radio 92.3. It's 80 degrees. Mostly clear skies this morning in Pensacola. A popular restaurant in Gulf Shores caught on fire last night. Seeing some reports from WKRG that Bahama Bob's caught on fire. There was heavy smoke and flames seen coming from that building. Gulf Shores Fire and Rescue says the fire, though, is under control as of now, and there's no word yet as far as damage goes to that restaurant. Folks that have fallen behind on their utility bills in Century could have another option to avoid getting their power cut off soon. The town's utility department considering a payment plan option that would allow customers that are overdue to pay half of their balance over up to 6 months. The other half would be due up front to start that payment plan. The town says customers would be limited to 2 of these plans over 2 years. The town council is going to be considering that plan at their meeting on Tuesday night. A Pensacola man faces charges for allegedly beating and robbing a person on Davis Highway over the weekend. 49-year-old Paul Grady Saint was arrested Saturday. Deputies were called about a robbery at Davis and Olive Road, and the victim alleging that Saint beat them and took $20 from their pocket. Saint being held now on $3,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. The Ron DeSantis presidential campaign is getting a little bit leaner, and that's from one bundler, what they said Saturday after Governor DeSantis told his supporters he cut some staff members recently. There's no word on how many people were let go. Campaign officials say it was less than 10. A campaign spokesman says defeating Joe Biden will require a nimble, candidate-driven campaign, and he says they're building their movement to go the distance. CNN announced that Governor DeSantis will be doing an interview tomorrow with Jake Tapper. Alabama lawmakers are heading to Montgomery today for a special session on redistricting. This comes after the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that congressional maps were in violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The high court ordered the Alabama legislature to redraw a set of maps that would include 2 majority black districts. The revised set of congressional district lines will have to be approved by July 21st. There might be some extra cost involved for ECUA customers that want to recycle in the future. The News Journal reporting that this is being considered. ECUA is dealing with high contamination rates in curbside recycling. ECUA's executive director, Bruce Woody, telling the Journal that they're considering an extra charge for customers that want to continue having a recycling can. That service has been included at no charge since 2016 for all customers within county limits that use ECUA's trash pickup service. And police in Fairhope say a young woman that had been reported missing over the weekend was found dead on Sunday. The woman's identity has not been released. Police did say she was last seen Saturday while walking near a pier. Her body was reportedly found near that location. Officers say that no foul play is suspected and that investigation still ongoing. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. Watching a few things right now. It certainly is caution, as you know, wherever you are. Escambia Bay is very calm. It says, I don't know why it keeps showing that high wind advisory. That is bizarre, but it's been showing that all morning. So I'm guessing otherwise if you're if you're driving in. So anyway, be careful either way. You know that. Autumndale Drive, Springview Court and Summerdale Boulevard in Milton showing an accident with a partial roadblock this morning. And I believe the lights are still flashing at 5.5. difference in pace. And certainly if you know different or you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. An Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, small enough to care, 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We're going to be seeing a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, high near 95 with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 80 degrees, clear skies in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the entertainment giant is slowing down when it comes to making movies and TV series for its Marvel Studios and Lucasfilm franchises. CNBC says the move comes as the company is looking to cut costs during a time when its recent films from Marvel to Animation have underwhelmed at the box office. Earlier this year, Disney rolled out a broad reorganization of the business that included $5.5 billion in cutting costs, of which $3 billion would be slashed from content, excluding sports. Merrill Lynch has agreed to pay a total of $12 million in fines to regulators for failing to file about 1,500 suspicious activities reports over more than a decade. Under U.S. anti-money laundering rules, broker-dealers like Merrill Lynch are required to file suspicious activity reports to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network on transactions above $5,000 when they might signal criminal activity such as tax evasion. On Wall Street, futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
If you've got any kind of an insect problem or pest problem, it might not be insects, you know, it might be rodents, for example, but if it's cockroaches or ants or mosquitoes or termites or anything that's bugging you, sorry, I couldn't resist, NSEC, they'll come out and take care of it. So here's the thing. They're professional, they're courteous, they're trained, they show up on time, they'll look at whatever the problem is, they'll take pictures, they'll recommend a treatment. Of course, looking at it is no cost, there's no obligation, free estimate, of course. Then if they do the treatment, they'll take pictures after to show the results, and then you have a record of everything that happened. Now, if it's fire ants, they have a unique program here that bonds with the soil and guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection, and right now a new annual contract for fire ants is $25 off. If it's mosquitoes, they'll figure out which species is bothering you, and they'll create a custom plan to take care of that species in your yard so you don't have that problem anymore. New annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions, so be sure to read the contract. And if you're looking for a new career, they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panama City. Great pay, good benefits, 401k health insurance, and a chance to grow and advance. Apply at workwithnsec, that's ENSEC.com.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology, will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Okay, here we go. Golf Wins Credit Union Money Market. Take one in 3, 2, 1.
Are you looking to safely grow your savings and move your future forward? Look no further than Golf Wins Credit Union's money market account. You know, I saw their billboard the other day showing a rate of...
Whoa. You can't say their money market rate on the radio. But yeah, it's a crazy rate. I opened an account last week.
Hold on. I can't say Golfwind's money market rate is...
Nope, can't say that. You can tell them about the big savings, like the script says, but you can't say the rate.
Okay. But people need to know this rate.
Yes, so read the last line.
Cam, golf wins, bigger savings, brighter future. Open your money market account at GoGolfWins.com and move your savings forward today. Still can't believe that rate is...
Don't say it.
Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWins.com for full details.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back tomorrow. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got a text here. How does the Powerball work? I'm willing to play because that amount of money is what I need for my retirement plan as well. Talking to David on that one. So the Power Play or the basically this is in almost every state except for Alabama, Utah, Nevada, and I think there's like one or two other states. So just about every state plays it. But the way it is, it's $2. And you basically just, pretty much any convenience store has it. But you can also go to, I believe, to the Florida Lottery. It's right here close to our station. You can just pop in there and you can do it there as well, I think.
That's right.
But pretty much any convenience store. And it's $2 for a play. And what you do is you pick any number 1 to 69, then you choose the Powerball. That's what makes this thing. You choose the Powerball number. And the Powerball number is a number between 1 and 26. So then what happens is when they do the drawing, they draw 5 balls and they draw a red Powerball. And your numbers don't have to be in any order. Those first five numbers, just as long as they have your 5 numbers, then you're good. And then the Powerball number, that's the one, 1 through 26. You get that one, then you've won the whole thing. So you got to get to win the whole nine, like the big jackpot, you got to get all 5 numbers correct. Doesn't have to be in the same order, but just you got to have the right 5 numbers. And then you have to have the correct red Powerball.
And you have to be the only one to do that to get the entire jackpot. Otherwise, you're splitting.
Yep. And then apparently there's a Power Play that you have to do $3 for that play. The Power Play basically doubles the money is what it looks like. So if you don't win the big jackpot, but for example, you get 4 balls correct, 4 out of the 5 balls correct, then you could win $100. But if you had the Power Play, if you did the Power Play, you'll win $200. So if you get 4 balls correct and the red Powerball, it's still $50,000. That's a big jump. Mm-hmm. And but with the Power Play, that's $100,000. Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
5 balls correct without the Powerball, $1 million. And then, of course, 5 balls correct plus the Powerball, grand prize.
So almost a billion.
That's the big one. Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. The odds for the grand prize right now, it's 1 out of 292 million. That's your chances to win. 1 out of 292 million. So what you're saying is I got a chance.
That's what they're saying. You just need $1 or $2 in a dream.
There is a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Big heat wave going on, not just here in the United States. It's also going on in Europe. Some countries in Southern Europe are having emergency measures. They're expecting a heat wave of temperatures near 113 degrees Fahrenheit. They've actually named the heat wave. They're calling it Cerberus. Cerberus. Ooh, sounds very, very intimidating there. So
somebody said it was the name of the dog that guarded the gates of hell. Yeah. The three-headed dog.
That like, guarded yikes. Hades in Greek mythology.
Whatever.
So, yeah. Cerberus. That'll keep people indoors, though, right?
Yes. They're
like, don't go outside. Cerberus is raging. Cerberus will catch you if you go outside. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm staying inside. What are you doing outside? Go inside, kids. Stop playing outside. Don't you know Cerberus is here? So, yeah. All right, Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the 5?
Okay, taking a look around, it looks like, and thank you so much for texting in your traffic tips. The lights at 9th and Jordan Street are flashing over in East Hill, so certainly is caution there. And yellow, of course, has right away. Red means come to a complete stop, but always be better safe than right, I guess. So just watch people, be careful. Lights flashing at 5 points in Pace as well. And then an accident on an airport in Old Palafox looks like that has been moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There is, you know, we're talking about the heat, and we mentioned earlier that Jason Aldean ended up getting heat stroke at his concert the other night. He did explain later that he played golf before he did his concert, so he was already a little bit dehydrated because of that, and then went to the concert, and that was it. He got heat stroke, ended up having to cut the concert out short, apologized, said he'll be going back. I think this was in New Hampshire is where it happened. But another country musician is making the news. Miranda Lambert. She was singing the song Tin Man when she suddenly stopped singing. Let's go ahead and hear the audio that was captured about what happened.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop right here for a second, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit.
So Miranda Lambert, middle of her song, just stops and goes, I'm just going to stop right here. These girls are worried about their selfies and they're not listening to the song. I'm like, is this not a, I'm sorry, this seems like a little bit of a prima donna temper tantrum.
Dude, she is a diva. Now I can say this as a country.
To me.
Dude, she's.
I'm singing. And it's like, yeah, they know you're singing. That's why they're taking selfies. To show that they're at your concert. Like, do you not know how selfies work? do you not know what's... They probably could have been recording, too. That's probably where we got the audio. Is they're like, I was just taking a recording of myself and showing her in the background. And then she just stopped singing to call me out for recording her for singing. So... I don't know what to do here.
Oh, poor little home wrecker wasn't like, having people paying attention to her. Oh, sorry.
I think she's in the wrong venue. I think she's expecting to be going to like some sort of Carnegie concert hall where everybody sits there and
maybe
listens to her in their seat with their legs crossed and their champagne. I'm listening to her sing. And then when she gets done singing, oh, bravo, bravo. Very well done, Miranda.
Miranda Lambert.
And I think that will be the protocol from now on, going to Miranda Lambert concerts. Just everybody sit down and just listen to her sing and then lightly applaud afterwards. Very well done, Miranda. Very well. Bravo to you. Or bravi. I don't know whichever one.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that was like next level prima donna to me. Like you said, diva.
She is a complete diva. She's the country artists are so nice. I worked in rock radio forever and it's hit and miss and depending if they're high or not, I guess. The country True. Artists are just extremely nice, overly so, except for her. She's just not friendly. She's always backstage. It's always like she's put out to have to. It's like, oh, excuse me for promoting Mutt Nation. She has a dog rescue thing. And
gotcha.
And I hope it's fine. I'm glad of all the work she does. But yeah, she's not friendly. And that's crappy to do it to her fans.
I've heard
agree.
Bad things about her in the past. Mm-hmm. This is my first like really seeing something.
Find me off air. I have another story, which off I'll tell air? You later. Yeah, it's not real cool, but
non-radio
it's
approved. Fun.
And it's not even my fault this time, remotely, where it usually is. I'm usually eating their food or whatever. But anyway,
Secret Service basically came out and explained why they stopped their White House cocaine research. their investigation. Basically, what it came down to is after they looked at all the video footage and all the evidence, they have about 500 suspects. And they felt like it would cost too much in public resources to interview 500 people who might have left the baggie behind. And I agree with them. I mean, we know it's hunters anyway, so let's just move on. Just kidding. No, I agree with them because it's, look, is it bad that somebody brought cocaine to the White House? Yeah. Is it a national security concern? No. I mean, is it a concern that somebody brought illegal substances into the White House? Sure. But it's not like it's the end of the world. And it's just not a huge deal. And I don't want to spend tons of taxpayer dollars trying to track down who brought a bag of cocaine into the White House, especially when it may have been the president's son. Like, then what? Like, it just, I just feel like it's just too much. And so I agree with them just moving on with it. It's it's not the first time illegal drugs have been brought into the White House. Just the first time it was just left on the table where everybody was able to find it. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David over in the newsroom, so stick around for that.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. It's already up to 78 degrees, already starting to warm up, going to be a high of about 89 today. There's a bit of a chance of rain showers between 11 and noon that might happen. So according to the ThreatNet radar, might have some pop-up thunderstorms between 11 and noon today. There is a little wrinkle when it comes to Santa Rosa County's efforts to renourish Navarre Beach. They had 4.1 miles of coastline that they were hoping to bring in 900,000 cubic yards of sand. Back in April, Santa Rosa County Commission voted to contribute $7 million towards this project, which is $18 million, so $11 million short. Well, they were going to get another $7 million from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. So that would make it, just $4 million short. And then, they were supposed to get the rest from FEMA. But now FEMA has come out and said, has notified the county, they will not participate in a cost-sharing effort to add sand to the beach. Oh, boy. So this is an area governed under the Coastal Barrier Resource Act. And apparently it's a former state park, but it is now a county park. And I guess because of that, FEMA's like, well, we're not going to help then. So this doesn't mean it's dead. Doesn't mean that they're not going to go ahead and continue the project. Just means this little hiccup here. They're going to have to try to find another source for that $4 million that they thought they were going to be getting from FEMA when they voted on this. So Navarre Beach trying to, or Santa Rosa County trying to re-nourish Navarre Beach. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, Fairfield is backed up right near Pace Boulevard. The right lane of Fairfield is closed eastbound, and it has been. They've been doing construction, I guess. It's eastbound across from the Wendy's, across from the Whataburger, near the Sheriff's Department there, and it's backing up way past Waterfront Rescue Mission and Family Dollar at this point, and it just... It'll be like this through the afternoon, just like it was all last week. So traffic tips, text 437-1620. Oh, and the lights at 9th and Jordan are flashing as well. So be careful there as well. Again, traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. Let's suppose it was a small bag of ricine. I bet the FBI would want to know who brought it in then. Well, yeah, because that's poison. The other one's a recreational drug.
Well, so can't they just fingerprint the baggie?
They said they couldn't find any evidence on the baggie. That was also part of what they released, is they said they found no evidence on the baggie.
All right.
So
I watched too much CSI.
I've had situations where I've worked with police on different things, and where they said, I mean, they were like, everybody sees movies and
yes,
TV shows, and
I
they just think fingerprints on everything. It's not like that. And oftentimes it's a partial print that you really can't try to find it, or it's a smudged print. Or there's just a million prints on it. So I was like, okay, yeah, I get that too. So, all right, let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. under fire after suggesting COVID may have been designed to be ethnically targeted.
At a New York dinner this weekend, he was reported to have claimed there was evidence that COVID was manufactured to attack certain races while mostly avoiding others. RFK Jr. was reported to have also said Caucasians and black people were more prone to the disease, while Jewish and Chinese people were less affected by it. Later, he said the New York Post story was mistaken and that he was actually talking about government-manufactured bioweapons. I'm Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
And former President Trump says there's some good people that's running against him for the 2024 GOP nomination. He was on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures and said that some of those candidates could potentially have a role in his administration should he be elected. The Writers and Screenwriters Unions and the SAG-AFTRA Actors Union still on strike now. Showbiz observers fearing that stalemate could last several months as the unions and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television remain divided on many key issues, including calls for revised residual formulas for online content. The SAG-AFTRA walkout took effect in the last few weeks, and the Writers Guild strike started several months ago.
Yeah, and, you know, I said this before, I still stand by it. We have plenty of entertainment. You know, if they're down for a few months, that's gonna delay some shows. But there's a lot of entertainment out there. I think we will be fine with finding shows to watch and having our regular veg out time on the couch. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, there's no shortage.
And you know what? There's gonna be a bunch of small time creators who are gonna use this as an opportunity to crank out some stuff online and try to build up a following, and there's going to be plenty. But the reality of it is, too, I haven't really weighed in on this, but they do need to have something revised. I only recently found out, like a year ago, that a lot of these actors, they get paid based on the performance of a movie or a TV show. They do not get paid based on the number of streams once it goes to a streaming platform. That's a big part of their argument that they're trying to do now is go, hey, look, we deserve some of the money that comes from streaming these shows or movies afterwards. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
You're listening to